After 32 years, I came out of the closet as a gay Christian pastor. Finally, on the outside of that suffocating prison, I'm looking around and I'm like, we can't stay here. It's not enough to become informed. We have to do something about the harm we're still witnessing within systems and spaces we've been loyal to for so long. It's time we become reformers. All right, everyone. Welcome back to Confessions of a Reformer. I'm your host, Mike Myashiro, and welcome to season four. We are picking it back up. I took a break for a little bit, and now we're back in it. Happy 2024. So at the beginning of this season, I want to do a very specific approach. So I want to just kind of talk to you about that and introduce you to this new series I'm going to do, and then we're going to get into it. But first, when I came out, obviously, that's a journey, right? But one of the things that I was so hungry for the moment I had freedom to do it was I wanted to get to know other gay men. Not even necessarily because I wanted to, you know, like date them or have a sexual encounter with them. It was mostly just I wanted to get to know them, hear their stories, just hear what their experiences had been like, kind of compare my own to them, and just learn, because it was a world and a community that I was just so removed from my whole life and obviously deeply identified with. And so I just wanted to learn. And I was, of course, trepidatious coming from evangelicalism, stepping into that, because I was afraid of a lot of the scary stuff that I'd been told about gay people that I, you know, knew somewhere mentally that probably wasn't true. There was prejudice and homophobia informing my perspective. But then also there were other things that I was like, oh, there are probably things here that are true that are still scary. Like, for example, I remember at the time, the sexual freedom that gay men typically tended to have, and also just like the sexual adventures and exploits, I was like initially shocked. Some of the things that they were telling me about, I was surprised at how honest these guys were, at the vernacular they were using. I'm like, what does that mean? What did you just say? So like it was a lot to take in, right? But anyway, my point in sharing all this is I was so hungry to learn. I just wanted to get a grid for the world I was about to enter and the people I was about to advocate for. Like I just felt really curious. Kind of like Tarzan in the Disney's Tarzan movie, right? Like, just, I want to know. Can you tell me? I want to know about these strangers like me, right? Is that, I just quoted Tarzan. Anyway, so that was a journey. I talked to so many gay men. A big part of my ability to even do that was just being on the apps and going on dates with people. And I was not interested in most of the guys I went on dates with, but I was also at the same time very curious about their stories and their experiences. Some of the questions I asked initially were like, when did you first know you were gay? When did you come out? What was coming out like? What was your first sexual experience like, if you don't mind me asking? Right? Like, do you still believe in God? Why do you think you're gay? What do you think the cause is of someone being gay? Those were my initial questions for the first while. And I just like copy and paste repeatedly asked people those questions. And I wasn't taking a survey. I was just curious and just wanted to get a wide array of answers and perspectives. And I did. And it was fascinating. And something else I noticed along the way was like, specifically with gay men, it was like, there's a lot of hurt out here and not a ton of answers in some of these areas, right? Especially when it came to spirituality and God and having a relationship with God or being religious. Most of the gay men I talked to had evangelicalism as their background and left, right? Just didn't participate anymore. Some of them walked away from their faith entirely. Some of them still, you know, claimed or like clung to a belief in God, but just didn't participate in any of the Christian practices they'd been raised with. But there was, regardless though, like across the board, there was hurt and there was uncertainty and insecurity and even shame around that subject. So that was also curious, you know, to come across. So all that to say, when I started advocating for gay people, you know, publicly and getting a bunch of bigoted, homophobic comments, accusations, messages, another thing that came up for me was recognizing the nature of the landscape, right? The playing field that was so opposed to these people and their just the way they were in the world. Just being reduced to and dehumanized by, you know, their quote unquote lifestyle, all these weird, very specific and targeting like prejudices against gay people. And so from there, I was like, dang, there's a lot of stereotypes out there and there's a lot of stuff in the media. There's a lot of hype and fear and propaganda around gay people. And I don't even know how much of that stuff still has influenced my own perspective of myself, but a lot of it is inflated and exaggerated and blown out of proportion. So I had to even just do a lot of work in my own right of just understanding who I was, what I was like, what my worth was, right? All that. And so anyway, at that point, I was just very aware there's a narrative out there about gay men specifically that just some of it's probably true because it's and cliche, and some of it's just not true. Or there are things that people don't believe or don't associate with gay men that are true. So all that, I'm saying all this to say, I want to do a series called The Real Lives of Gay Men. And I basically just want to get different gay men that I know, hopefully from a range of backgrounds, on the podcast for like short conversations. I think these episodes are going to be shorter than a typical podcast episode. And I just want to do one conversation per episode for you just to like listen to one gay guy's perspective. And I'm going to ask some similar questions in these conversations. And some of the questions are going to go very differently depending on the person. And my hope in this is not necessarily to get any of these guys to say anything in particular. My hope is just to have honest conversations with them and hold space for their stories to be told, their perspectives, their experiences. I just want you to hear what their lives have been like. And I think that there's just stuff that you can learn. I think that prejudices and assumptions are going to get exposed, right? And then there'll be some beautiful things that you'll be surprised by, or some dark things, things you didn't know that like are sobering or painful or tragic that would come up, that will probably come up. And I just want to expose, like, this is what the life of a gay man is like. And it's not because he's gay necessarily, but most of it's probably going to come from being gay in a heterosexist world, right? Like in a straight man's world, if you will. So I'm hoping that just through these conversations, whatever lessons and insights are gleaned from this, that it's going to be subjective for each listener and, you know, whatever comes out of it. I just want there to be exposure, authentic, honest conversations, and for there just to be more information and education going on around who are gay men and what are they like. I know a lot of people who follow me like are allies or on their way there or, you know, have been in that space for a long time, but some of them don't actively know any gay people. They just know they believe strongly about, you know, equality and justice and like protecting marginalized people in our culture. And so I'm hoping even for them that there's going to be opportunity to learn, to grow, to expand in their knowledge and understanding of who and what gay men are, you know? And so all that to say as well, like, I'm not going to do an episode on me because I am currently actively writing a memoir that's being released weekly in like an episodic format about my own process, my own life and journey. It's specifically targeting my evangelical upbringing, me as a gay person, and then also my spirituality, my quote unquote relationship with God. And I say that way because I want people to be able to interpret my experiences and convictions in whatever way that makes sense for them. I don't feel the need to control the narrative on this, but I do want to tell my story. So I'm not going to do an episode on me in this series because I'm already putting so much intentional energy toward that. And I do want to let you know, listeners, if you want to jump in on that, that series is called God Made Me Gay, and it's on a it's on the Substack platform. So it's a paid subscription. It's $6 a month to be part of it. But I release 1 to 3 episodes every week, every Monday. And depending on how many words are in each episode is how many episodes I'll release. I'm typically shooting for, you don't need to know this statistic, but I'm typically shooting for around 2,000-ish words per episode. So it's not like too much to read, but it's also not nothing. So if that's something that you'd care to be part of, just know I'm going to take you on the journey of like being raised in evangelicalism as a gay person in the 90s, and then having some radical spiritual experiences, and then going into charismatic Christianity, specifically going into the Bethel environment, and then coming out from that space, right? Like that's going to be the trajectory of the journey. And I intend on being like detailed, and I don't know if graphic's the right word, because I don't mean that in a, you know, shock factor way, but I want to be explicit for the sake of just exposing and revealing the nature of the journey. And of course, obviously this is very subjective to my experience. But I am a gay man who was raised in evangelicalism, and my experience is in some ways very unique to me and in other ways not unique at all. And I think it's going to be really revealing. So for those of you who care about that kind of content and want to come along for the journey, I would love to have you. The link to that, to God Made Me Gay, the Substack, is going to be in the show notes of this episode. So join me there, would you? All right. So what I also want to share with you in terms of like introducing the series we're about to have is these guys are going to come from different backgrounds, and I'm hoping for different ages, different spiritual paths. Again, most of them are going to be evangelical. A lot of these guys I'm trying to pull from Nashville because, you know, I've met them personally. I will probably pull a little bit more broadly later in the series. I'm hoping to do like about 10 of these conversations because I don't want it to just be, you know, a handful. I want it to be like multiple. And I'm hoping that the conversations won't be too long so that people can consume these stories and just like have the experience of going on that journey. And so also, those of you who are listening, if you are a gay man or you know a gay man who would want to potentially share their story, I am still currently open to interviewing some other people. So please reach out. Contact at mikemayashiro.com is my email address. You can reach me there and just let me know, hey, I'm the gay person or my friend. Actually, have the gay person reach out to me. and you can just let me know. I'd like to be considered for the Real Lives of Gay Men series you're doing. And there's possibility for that. So yeah, please let me know. And so as these interviews happen, my hope is that they're short and concise, but also like I want to be able to follow my curiosity with their stories. So some of these conversations are going to be more, I'm going to use this word and I don't mean it negatively, but like programmatic in that I have like probably 13 different questions I want to ask every guy. I've already done a few episodes of the recording of this, and I have not gotten to all of those questions with any of them yet. So I don't expect that all questions will be asked in every interview. But I do want to kind of hit some of those in general. And something that I want to point out is like each guy is going to be different. I'm specifically like wanting to talk to people who aren't necessarily public facing, you know, who don't necessarily have a platform, aren't trying to like, aren't building an audience, aren't used to speaking to the public, like just... Okay, I don't want to say average gay men because I don't know if there's such a thing as an average gay man. Of course, there has to be statistically, but like these are just like gay men living their lives. They're not necessarily trying to tell their story or be seen publicly. And so just keep that in mind. Like each conversation is going to be unique and they're going to have their own tempo. The things that they emphasize or focus on or don't even think about, that's going to, you know, vary based on the person. And I'm also going to give them permission to say whatever they want and however they want to say it. So it could get graphic. It could be crude. It could be religious. Like, I don't know. I'm going to let them kind of decide how they want to go and just tell their story the way they want to. Of course, I'm going to guide and facilitate and provoke. But I want them to share their stories and I want the uniqueness of their stories to just come through. And I also don't know that I have like a roster of like hitting certain tropes. I'm just wanting to grab, you know, gay men who I guess my litmus test for these guys, the guys that I'm interviewing, is that they're honest, right? They've done the work of just being honest with themselves. Like they're out. They are not trying to hide or like alter the general public's perception of who they are in terms of being gay. I think that's like my main like litmus test. So I'm not going to be interviewing anybody who's still in the closet or still trying to persuade themselves and others about something in particular about their own identity. Like I just want to hear genuine men on their journeys. And I'm specifically talking to gay men because I know, you know, the queer community has such a range, and I wanted to specifically talk to people who are kind of in the same boat as me in the journey that I've been in. And so this series is specifically going to be about gay men. So all that to say, I think each conversation is going to go differently and it's going to have different directions. Like I know there's, anyway, I'm not going to talk about anything in particular, but some of these people's stories have very specific, unique twists or like variables, or like they get a little bit more adventurous and more stereotypical of the gay man's journey. And so in some of those, I'm probably going to like highlight and like spend more time in some of those directions just because I want that part of their story to be told. With others, it's going to be more of the following the questions and just letting them kind of answer their own trajectory of cultural norms and rites of passage for gay men in our culture. But the reality is that gay men still experience discrimination and judgment and prejudice against them because of who they are, because of who they love, because of their sexual orientation. It's barbaric. That's still a thing, but it is. And my hope in this series is one, that it would like humanize and like bring a heartfelt like wink and peek into, you know, what it's like to be a gay man in 2024. The other aim for this is hopefully that it's educational, that it's informative, right? That people get to learn some things they didn't know about gay men's lives. And, you know, I'm assuming there also are going to be some patterns that show up that none of us anticipated. But, you know, at the end of this series, you might, if you listen to all of them, you might reflect and be like, wow, every gay guy or most of these gay guys said this and I didn't know that. Or none of them seem to care about this like I thought they would. Or what, you know, like I think those patterns will also speak for themselves, which I think is really cool and fascinating and fun. Because like as an artist, I think I don't want to know where we're going and what all this is going to sound like. I just want to go on the journey, you know, and just and capture it and like publish it and let it be what it is. I know that's kind of messy, but that's kind of my preference. I guess that's a style preference of mine. So come on this journey with me. Come learn. Come listen. Come laugh. Come cry. Come get informed and enlightened. But we're going to listen to the real lives of gay men. Thanks so much for being part of this podcast with me. Thank you for listening. Remember to give me a rating, like, comment, share, all the things. I really appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And I'm looking forward to a season 4 with all of you. I'll see you in the next one. Listen, there's more where this came from. If you want to dive deeper, check out MikeMayashiro.com.